Welcome to the Open Doors Initiative podcast. My name is Jan McDonough. We work with companies, NGOs and government to create employability for marginalised groups. These include people with disabilities, migrants and disadvantaged youth. You can visit us on opendoorsinitiative.ie. Today I'm interviewing Gary Gannon, a member of the Dáil. Gary grew up in the inner city and has lived experience of some of the barriers youth face in this area. Some of the sound quality is a little distorted, so we apologise for that.
The difficulties people face in getting it work, like, they're really multifaceted and they're dependent on, and even when we talk about disadvantage and kind of overcoming those barriers, there's not just one form of disadvantage that impacts a person or a family the same as it impacts the next. So the barriers are huge and they're really dependent on the home or the environment in which the person comes from. So in many families, there may not be a tradition of entering work in the modern form of work. You know, a lot of families where I grew up in the inner city where there would be a high level of unemployment, their grandparents and would have worked on the docks. Their parents might have been street traders that worked in kind of what we know as the black economy. My mother was a street trader. And so there would be traditions of work in those environments, but there wouldn't be the traditions of going to the interview and having line managements and performance reviews and all of that. And that becomes a barrier. So the barrier of actually just knowing how to enter the workplace. There's the voids that come from, obviously, start with education. There's not some, for a lot of students, not having a positive experience of traditional education and traditional figures of authority can lead to what I see as the biggest problem, which is actually just a lack of confidence. And a lack of confidence to go onto a website where you can look for a job, fill out an application form, be able to get a positive reference from somewhere, and actually get that first start into the workplace. I think that for me is a barrier. That confidence that leads to being able to get your start in the kind of the modern workplaces. That's a barrier for many people because they just simply don't know how. You know, I'm a big believer in that idea that you can't see it, you can't be it. And if you're not seeing people who are working in kind of the tech sectors or pharmaceutical sectors, where a lot of our actual safe employment is in Ireland now, how can you ever afford to be there?
And what do you think would be some of the ways around this? What are the solutions?
The solutions, look, there's a lot of good work that's happened in disadvantaged communities over the last decade. But I suppose approaching it from a more holistic view, where it's not just about kind of trying to replicate the school environment for somebody who hasn't had a good experience there as a first step into education. So you can't just get a student and bring them in and teach them ECDL or computer courses, because automatically you're beginning at a space where they've been failed by such a structure and such a system. So the very first thing you have to do is, I mean, you have to invest in confidence. You have to reach them where they're at. Give them something that they can do very, very well. And it could be something simple, like have a talk with them about the life, read a book that you'll enjoy together and discuss it. Get them invigorated by understanding a world outside of their own environment, be that physical, be that mental. Just having a positive experience in a structured environment is a great starting place.
And you mentioned your mum was a street trader. What gave you the impetus to become a TD, which is a huge leap in terms of you're now part of the governance of the country?
Yeah, but I suppose this question, I sometimes get held up as kind of exhibit A of, like, if you can do it, why can't everyone else do it? And I suppose I flipped on its head and say, look, actually, I've literally just been lucky. That for me is, I've been lucky because I've always had strong role models in my life. So I was lucky, I mean, because when I wasn't doing particularly well in school, I had a very strong kind of football coaches and environments where I was getting told I was good at some things. And I had youth clubs where they were teaching me creative writing and stimulating the imagination. And I was lucky in the sense that I had a room at the top of my house where you could just walk and play with your toys, or you could watch some TV and you could start imagining a world that was different to the one they were living in at the moment. So there's nothing that really separates me from the other kids who grew up in the inner kids, I'm a grown man now, and the other people that grew up in the inner city who would kind of be come through the same importance needed. Lots of them have strong parents, but the barriers don't allow too many to go through. You know, I was somebody who's just been hugely fortunate. There's nothing exceptional about me. It's just the structures of inequality that persist there only allow one or two to come through. And I seem to have been one of the lucky ones. What absolutely was valuable to me was having a strong parent, having a accessible to sports clubs where I actually found the place and found a sense of confidence. I was very lucky with the teachers I've had who are reassuring. It was like, even if you're not doing particularly great in the leaving cert, you're still a nice fella and there's a place out there for you. That kind of, whenever I think of the people who are influential in my life, they've always been people who told me I was good at something and found something I was good at and didn't extenuate the fact that sometimes you'd be in a little bit of trouble or anything else. Sometimes, you know, growing up as a ginger fella, you often couldn't be accused of being a little bit angry and getting into a few fights. And that was kind of something that always happened to me when I was a kid and my teenagers. But nobody ever kind of, people always reassured me and told me that there was a different environment out there. And that was absolutely essential for me. And I know, like, when I'm thinking about kind of helping younger people now, I don't particularly want to train them for the workplace because that's failed. I just want to stimulate their creativity. I want to talk to them, try to get them reading books like Frankenstein, or try to get them exploring the world around them. Like, and then everything else will stem from that. So trying to re-engage a young person with the work environment, for me, does not start with just teaching them how to turn on a computer or getting them to be part of a conveyor belt. It's actually much more about that. It's about investing in those persons, finding their confidence and building from there. And everything else will fall into place once you get those structures in there.
Okay, so many would say, why bother working then? What's the point? What are the benefits? What would you say to that?
Yeah, it's, when we're talking now, the weather is gorgeous and very few people are actually in work. So it's probably a new environment. But when you think about why work, one of the things that you can talk to a young person about is because things actually get a hell of a lot more comfortable as you get a little bit older. And I mean, when you're working, we live in an environment where you want to be able to provide for your family. I mean, that requires being able to pay for accommodation and being able to provide a degree of support. And that inevitably comes from the income you generate. And that's a long-term strategy you have to talk to people about. And you're talking to young people about. It is essentially about kind of having a little bit more meaning and finding your place in the world. But that's about kind of being able to see beyond your present circumstances. You know, when I was 18, 19, I could have easily lived off €100 a week or €200 a week. As you get a little bit older and you have requirements to provide, that's not going to be possible. And so to project, to get through the workplace, has to be able to see yourself somewhat in the future of who you want to be and who you want to provide for. And that's about being able to kind of see past just where you are at that moment in time.
And how do people go about making that happen? You know, because it's very hard to think into sort of the future or something that may or may not ever happen. And especially when you're young, do you know what I mean? You very much live in the moment.
You do. One of the things I'm a big believer in is positive role models and providing accessible and positive role models who have not just achieved through kind of being exceptional. So oftentimes, and I reference the inner city because that's where I know best. So oftentimes when people highlight role models in the inner city, still even now, they'll bring out sports figures or they'll bring out people who have achieved through kind of an exceptional route. And actually, I think one of the things you could talk to people about is let them see somebody who's came from the particular environment. They went to university, they made loads of new friends, they have a nice life, they're working in a job that they enjoy where they don't have the same kind of authority figures, and they're just doing whatever job that is, whether that's, I don't know, working solicitors, working in retail, kind of own their own salons, like generate positive local role models who people can say, well, actually, I like the kind of life that they have. They seem to have a nice house, or they smile more than I do at the moment, and I'd like to understand what that started with. A lot of that just comes from finding your base in the world, and sometimes you can't really understand that until you have a little, you are a little bit older, and you can look back and be reflective on it. And with that comes a responsibility to kind of shine a light for others to come through too. I know a lot of universities do that in the Trinity and Trinity Access Program, which is how I got into university. They place great emphasis on having an ambassador corps who are either in college at the moment or finished college, who basically go back and talk to local kids at local schools about just what they're doing. Not in a look at me, I'm great kind of way, just being like, actually, you know, here's what I found helpful. Here's something I'm enjoying in life at the minute. And these are the steps that I took to get me on that route.
You can contact us at info@opendoorsinitiative.ie with any specific questions or comments. Please also check out our toolkit and the other podcasts in the series at our website, opendoorsinitiative.ie.